Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one daily radio broadcast that's all about hair and beauty. And it's hosted by hair industry legend Mr. Kerry Hines and his amazing team. Tune in each weekday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio Online or call 917-889-9947 to listen live. I'm Mary, your...
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I would like to welcome a very special guest to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
All right, can you hear me now? Yeah, but something is real fishy here. Oh, you know why? Here. Okay, now you should be able to hear me. Okay, feedback. Can you hear me now? Can you guys hear me pretty clear or just a little bit? You can hear me okay? Okay. Well, I can also dial, I can sit on my phone and do it. So this is, and I want you to remember this. See what it sounds like now. Okay. Oh, it's because I'm here. Okay, now what about right now? This should be the clearest. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I want to thank you for being with us. Am I pretty clear now? Okay, I'm pretty clear. Awesome. Okay, so this is great. Now, this is what I'm normally doing in the morning, walking around. While you guys are listening to the radio show, I'm just sitting here drinking some coffee, watching the news. No, I'm talking. I do. I do this, but I also watch the news and stay on top of any developments and all of that. So I'll tell you what. I'd like to get some interviews in with you guys. And who is not shy to be on the radio show today? And then we're going to have Trish. We're going to get up here and do some Trish Talk Radio. And we're going to incorporate you guys. And I think it's going to be awesome. And this is what we're going to actually take in to our session for next week. Okay, so this is going to be awesome. I'm going to take this recording, chop it up, and put it into the recording of the live show that we do during the week. So it's great, and this is what you should be doing to promote your business and your business interests, and that you'll be at Hair Nation Expo. So this is going to be awesome. So what you can do is come right on up here and sit in this seat right next to me, and this is how we'll do and what we had envisioned for the radio show. So this is going to be awesome. Gary. Yes, come on up. And you know what? For cosmetic reasons, Mr. Gary, we're going to put you at a mic and me on a mic. Because when Trish is taking these beautiful pictures, they're not going to know what we were doing. And only by listening to this radio show right now will they know. So what you can do, yeah, put this over on your side, though. Yeah, this is going to look awesome for cosmetic reasons. And we're going to be able to record right here. Can you guys hear me still?
Yeah.
You guys can hear me. Now, you see how we're playing it here? This is awesome because it looks
just like we are, and I wish I had something a little bit higher to do. Because what we're going to do, now we are cooking. And you know what? We don't want this necessarily to say that, right? Not as we're going to be broadcasting out.
Well, maybe it'll be nice to have Shop Hair Radio.
Or the Hair Radio Social Network. How about that beautiful purple site, right? Okay, so let's try that. And then we are going to be putting Hair Radio Social Network. I saw it somewhere.
I wrote this song about 20 years ago. It's my shit. No, you're not joking.
Well, we heard that from, like, Sicari the last time. And don't say it too loud, okay? No, Sicari did an awesome job, and she performed live for us. By the way, while this is popping up, I'll be in Philadelphia on November 10th. They're having a show down there, so I'll be there to introduce Carapy live to their folks. I'm a VIP speaker there, and it's going to be awesome. So I hope you guys, Sean, we're going to try to make it out. I'm hoping you guys can come. It should be awesome. Okay, so, yeah, I think this is great to have it in the back.
Okay, so, again, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and it is my pleasure and honor to welcome you all to the show today. We are here in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Way Hotel, and my very special guest is Mr. Gary, who is an entrepreneur here in Brooklyn. And Gary, I want you to tell the folks about your business ventures. Share with us the name and what you do.
Well, one of them is actually called GMS Cleaning Service. And what we basically do is we try to provide year-round service. What we do, we like to clean. So that'll be residential cleaning, commercial cleaning. If you have a bank you need cleaned or you have an apartment you need cleaned, we'd like to clean it for you. We like to keep it moving as far as other seasons, so we do a little landscaping, and we also do snow removal. We're trying to expand on the snow removal because it's kind of lucrative. I think the more vehicles and things you have, the more access you have to get more stuff done. You know?
Now you have a couple of commercial accounts already. Tell the folks, like, how difficult was it to align and set up those commercial accounts? I know, Siobhan, this is your neck of the woods as well. What do you say? How did you figure this out?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I really believe in marketing is really important, but a couple of these accounts kind of just fell on my lap. So to speak. But I did have to communicate and say exactly what I want and negotiate, you know, certain things, but it kind of like fell on my lap. As far as like a call just came, what I actually did is I put it in the universe. I said, you know what? Universe, I need a contract. I just said that. I need a contract. I need a contract. I need a contract. And I kid you not, my phone rang. Not the same day or the same second, but my phone rang. And I thought it was a joke. And I said, get out of here. It was a company that needed my service. And boom, we've been friends ever since.
Well, of course, they'd be my friends too.
So I'm really big on knowing what your needs are, but putting those needs out there.
Verbalizing it, right?
Universe, right.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate it. You guys out there, you can connect with Gary on our Hair Radio Social Network site at hairradio.com. I'd also like to take a moment. Let's get some of our panelists down here. Come on. We'll take Mr. Tanser since he's a guest from all the way from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, God.
And, yes, there you go. Okay, you learned. There you go. You're getting it. All right. Back to the mic, sir. Again, I want to take a moment to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So folks are really listening to us from everywhere under the sun. You never know.
Hey, let me just tell you something. You guys don't realize, but this show gets replayed all day long, all over the place. As I said, before I let you go, I'm going to show you the countries that listen to Hair Radio. Okay, not my numbers. They are our numbers, but it's not my stuff. It's theirs. So, you know, we have on the mic right now. You guys know Mr. Terrence. He's on the mic every morning with me at 6 o'clock in the morning. And he doesn't just call me at 6 to start the show. Ms. Terrence calls me at 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning just to wake me up to make sure I'm not to do the show. He really does. It's no joke. And he's calling all the way from San Antonio. And remember, Texas, in San Antonio, Texas, is 1 hour behind New York. So whatever, and I'm thinking as early as heck, okay, for me. I don't know how, and with a new baby, a wife, and kids in the house, I don't know how he does it. I have no idea. I don't think I want to know. But whatever you're doing,
we are that on radio.
So tell us about being on the Hair Radio Show. Let's start there. What has it meant to you?
Man, being on the radio show, it means a lot, man. You get that exposure to reach masses in different type, you know, Africa. We have a lot of people in California. We just have extreme following, and it's been awesome. It's been awesome, Carrie.
Thank you. And Terrence, tell us a little bit now. What I want to talk about Just Right Lawn Care, because that's important. You haven't really focused on that too much. Now, I want to say Terrence has PlatinumNeedles.com. Again, platinum spelled like platinum, but it has two M's at the end, like Mary. PlatinumNeedles.com. Needles.com, PlatinumNeedles.com. That's one of your sites. You've got several. But tell us a little bit of, well, first let's start with, I want to first start talking about Just Right Lawn Care for the folks in San Antonio area. We have listeners in San Antonio. We've never talked about it ever on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He's been up there on the shows, I don't know, hundreds of shows or whatever at this point. We've never, ever discussed his lawn care business on our show. We're going to do it today. So tell us about it.
Well, Just Right Lawn Service, it started, man, I didn't even know it was going to start and turn into a big business. Well, it started when I was younger. I was cutting a lot of yards. It was like a chore, you know. Mom goes, go cut the grass, you know. So that's how it pretty much started. But like you said, how you circle back years and years later, it turned into a lucrative business. So that's what I do.
And he cuts a lot, Jordan. Yeah, every day. So you're making money. Okay, so we're going to keep that in mind. Okay, so I want to say also, take a moment to tell everybody about Platinum Needles, please.
Oh, Platinum Needles, it's amazing. It's thebomb.com. It's a beauty product. And what it is, it's designed to promote health and sanitation while doing a cranial prosthesis, wig installation, dreadlock repair, anything to do with sewing on the weft. You need these needles. They promote health and sanitation. There's a lot of people that don't promote the health and sanitation. They take this thread, pull it out of a drawer. They might pull it out of a mitt, a cushion, whatever they got it on, and sometimes they lick the thread. And
I hate to say it.
I'm being bluntly honest, but it's a big, you know, when it goes in your hair and you're wondering why it's thinning.
I hate
things
to
like that.
And I'm going to jump in, Mr. Terrence, because it happens to me. You guys tell me. I live over a bodega, and they may be listening right now. So there goes my free credit account. But when I go downstairs and the gentleman in there gets a bag, hey, this is the most nauseating thing where he licks it with his tongue and fingers. It's the same thing. It reminds me of that. No, you guys have never noticed that. You don't cringe when that happens to you.
They lick the bag.
They lick the thing to open up the bag.
Oh, they go like, oh yeah, right.
Nothing of it. They don't mean any harm. They really don't. You've seen it.
You don't want nobody.
They don't mean it, right?
Sticky
breaths
on your bag, yeah.
What was that, Dylan? Right, they don't, right. I'll tell you the truth, though. I don't say anything because I don't know what to say.
They don't lick the bag?
Hey, that should be a slogan, right? That's what a lot of people do. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I give them the recommendation every day. No, I don't want that back. No, thank you.
Yeah, it just is. Ooh. And when I'll tell you the honest to God truth, what happens with me when I get upstairs, I go into the bathroom and I shake it out from the bottom of the bag. I really do. You do not know what I go through. Not to touch that contaminated part, yes, in my mind. Instead of just
telling them, here, here's a sponge and some wet things. Try this. Yeah, I may give them, I'll gift it to them.
Or
they tell them, though.
Q-tip.
A Q-tip. Okay.
Go like that.
Yeah, that's true. But these are little things. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but these are things that people don't think about. So when you go to that salon, this is why they need these platinum needles, because you're talking about health and sanitation. You're talking about all these wonderful things that Siobhan was talking about earlier. So your business, your sister's business is important, and it's very economical. And when you go to buy these platinum needles, of course you can go to your site that we've shared, or you can shop them at shophairradio.com.
Right.
Also, correct?
Right.
Okay. And you get a special deal. We're going to have to give something back. All right. So I want to thank you so much, Mr. Terrence.
Thanks, sir.
And thank you for coming out from San Antonio, Texas.
You'll be okay.
All right. We're going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Good job. Okay. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. No, no. You're good.
Okay.
Siobhan, I want you to come up, and then I want the ladies to come up here. So I'm giving you guys a few minutes to get it together because I want to put you. Regina, you've been on the show, and you were awesome. You were awesome. And you guys can still listen to the shows, too. You were on? What? See, this is awesome. Awesome. Oh, that's right. You know, you now hold it, Dylan. You haven't seen Siobhan in action on the radio show. So this is the first. Okay. It is my sincere pleasure to take a moment to welcome one of my industry colleagues and been a dear friend for almost 20 years. Just when I used to produce the show in Irvington, New Jersey, Siobhan came over to help me to, well, just to advertise, I think it was, or beyond, I don't even remember, but I do remember we're there with Prime, and it takes like maybe about, it was taking about 8 to 10 hours in post-production to do one radio show for 30 minutes. We really, when you go back and listen to those classic shows that Mr. Terrence, was it you said I sounded much younger? I'll never forget that statement. Somebody said that to me. I don't know who it was.
It might have been Gary.
And I think Elena was the co-host of that.
Would you guys, I can put it up in 2 seconds. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well that was the classic shows. Who was the guest? I always play the, do you guys remember who the guest was? He is a multi-platinum artist.
Kevin Jordan.
That's, there you go. His song was at the top of the charts for 7 straight weeks. And he was, yeah, this is how we do it. Well, what happened, because he actually is a friend of Lonell's. And how I got to interview Montel, and actually I think Lonell was on this recording with him. I interviewed him also. And Lonell and Montel and Tootie from Facts of Life, if you guys know who that is, they all went to Pepperdine University out in California. So that's how I got to know them. And that's why Lonell is on first-name basis with all these people. And he has pictures with him. Oh, Jesus Christ. If you don't follow him, you good grief. He knows. It's not even an exaggeration. He knows just about everybody. So he's real cool. So I wanted to show you guys this. Let me see if I can just zoom to it really fast. Because it's really, it's kind of fun to hear for 5 seconds. Then we'll cut it off. This is the classic show. And I love this. Like I said, you guys can listen. I don't know if it'll play because we are also broadcasting. So let's see. Let's take a look. And which is a bad habit, to do. I got to cut that out for the parents. Oh, look how long this was, from 2001. How many years ago was that? Okay, let's hear what it sounds like. I'm a little nervous. I don't know if you guys can hear. That was our theme. Yeah, Montel Jordan.
Hairradio.com.
Spring has a great show for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. And now, Harry.
Thank you, Elena. Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's moment of the hair show. We've got Grammy-nominated multi-platinum-selling artist Mr. Montel Jordan right
yes,
here
exactly.
on our show. Now, he'll share his thoughts, his hit record, and yes, his style. Now, our hair stylist will also take care of the hair, getting to some of those email questions from you guys. So let's give us the last week's hair question. How often did you visit your hairstylist or barber?
We were on 103.1 because a lot of times you ask me what stations. We were on FM stations and AM stations in different cities. And I syndicated it myself.
Now, tonight's new hair question.
Listen to the transition. Now, this was a question we were asking 20 years ago. We're still asking it today.
It's quick and easy. Log on to our website.
We still have the same website at hairradio.com.
Hairradio.com. To share your thoughts.
20 years later.
On our next show. Now, while you do that, we'll take a short break.
We use Janet Jackson's music for the transition.
It's your thing.
That was Elena.
Bachelor of 2002
talent. Now, see, that was a 2002 talent, so that was for the future, right? That was so earlier than that.
Well,
this one, just to play it a little bit. Oh, that, I think that's Montel. Well, my favorite. It gets no better. I'm just going to just toss in. I have to... Let's see if it'll... Oh, it gets no better than This Is How We Do It. There you go. Oh, look at Gary. Okay, go, Gary. Go, Gary. All right, all right. Well, that's what you get. He knocked Madonna off the top spot. Yes. In fact, on this interview, it was either this interview. I interviewed him. Well, Lionel interviewed him once, and I interviewed him once for our show, too. But he also... at the time, he was working with a new artist named, her name, Christina Milian. And she's she's a young lady now, a young woman with kids of her own. But when she was in the studio when I was interviewing him at that moment, and she was 16. So I never forgot that. He was like, oh, I'm working with this new artist. Her name is Christina Milian. Nobody ever heard of her at that moment. So it's amazing to see how far we've come and the folks that we've had. So all of that, and we're going back to Miss Siobhan, okay? So what do you think when you hear all this, Siobhan?
Well, it brings back a lot of memories of the Hair Radio journey, you know, and it's very, very good. Just the amount of information that you get from the actual broadcast, going back to something Terrence touched on or you touched on in regards to platinum needles. No one really thinks about how important those needles are for them to be sanitized. A lot of times if you go into a salon and the stylist is not disinfecting those needles, you're putting yourself out there for a lot of different diseases, hepatitis, you know, only God knows what else you can catch.
And you don't even realize.
You don't realize. I mean, it can be an honest error on all parts, and that's why platinum needles is really a excellent thing, and those who don't have it or not applying it, they should use it, you know, really. Go to the Shop Hair Radio Network and purchase some and give it a go because, you know, you just never know. Health is so important, as Gary mentioned, in the hair industry. It's so rounded, and that's what drove me to the Hair Radio brand in itself because to bring information to the stylist every day opposed to just when the new hair show comes, it's priceless. This is something you can't get anywhere else. So I don't have to wait a year or 6 months or however long to get the information. And it's more detailed information. So this more detailed information, you're also going to get at Hair Nation Expo. So this is something that's priceless, you know, and you definitely want to be a part of. The health aspect, like we spoke about Cheryl Marrow, the platinum needles, all these things tie in, and it's for an important reason. You know, what's tangible or what's not tangible, the health is number one.
And I want to take a moment to acknowledge Professional Salon Services Corporation. Did I not nail it this time?
Thank you.
Tell everybody about your business, Siobhan.
Well, we're Professional Salon Services Corp. We're always looking for hairstylists who are looking to just do a few hours a week in a corporate setting where you're going to work anywhere up to 24 hours a week, and you're going to get a nice pay, hourly pay for your work. You just have to be a licensed stylist and pass a background check, and if you do so, you know, reach out to me. You can send an email, info@professionalsalonservicescorp.com.
Okay, I like what you say. You just, okay, yeah, it's easy at a background check. But other than that, you got the job. No, thank you so much. And you do so much. So I just want to thank you. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, you've been a dear friend. And we have our time, I tell you. Siobhan, she goes to town. She keeps me on a straight and narrow. And I can always come to you and ask for your opinion. She's a professional stylist. I'm not. I've absorbed a lot in neighbor hair care and all of that.
Yeah.
And these are the folks I've learned from.
Thank you. I mean, in the hair industry, I've done everything as far as doing relaxed hair, doing locks. I'm a master barber. So these are all things that I do on a consistent basis through the years. Because we're here, sometimes you can kind of, okay, I did that. I mastered that. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, I did that. I mastered that. Let me see if I can do it. So every year I try to add on something different to my bag.
Siobhan, you
mentioned
down there. So there you are, down at the bottom of the page.
Of the newsletter.
Siobhan.
Thank you.
So I just want to say thank you again, Siobhan. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's been my pleasure. And Mr. Dillon, okay, hello, we're going to shout you out this morning on the air, guys. Okay, he's low-key, so he wasn't expecting that. All right, thank you so much, Siobhan.
Thank you,
Miss Businesswoman Expert. Okay, we should let me know if you want to get some handshakes, too. That'll be awesome to get some handshakes, especially for business people. I'll tell you what, we're going to go, let's get some of the ladies on. Why don't we bring you two up together? We'll do, yeah, that'll be great, right? Did I read your mind? All right, that'll be awesome. Okay, so again, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we have a very special broadcast today. We're actually live at Brooklyn Way Hotel, which is the home of our think tank sessions, which we do now. So we're going to bring you guys in. We're going to talk about the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to talk about Hair Nation Expo. Now, first, what I want to do, also, we're going to lower this mic. Going to lower the mic so it's kind of there. And I want to first just, let's get you both introduced. So tell everybody who you are and where you are from.
My name is Regina Burton, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Excellent. And?
My name is Sheila Belisle, and I too am from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. All right. So now let's take a moment to tell everybody about, you shared with us in terms of the Brooklyn Way folks who are here today live as we have this think tank session, but let's take a moment to talk about your business and tell the listeners out there why your business is important and about vending. Okay, so we gave you a loaded question.
Hi, my name is Regina Burton, and my business is called My Life Designs. It's a company where we work with polymer clay. Polymer clay is a man-made plastic that you have to bake and sand with four different kinds of sandpaper. And you can do all kinds of art. You can do jewelry with it. You can do masterpieces. We do wearable art.
Wearable art. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're going to be at Hair Nation Expo.
Yes.
Why was it important for you to become a part of Hair Nation?
Because this is the first kind of expo for the Northeast, and we've never had one, and it was important for me to be a part of it because it's just going to be so big and so beautiful. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We love having you part of all of that. The Hair Nation Expo, our think tank session, the Hair Radio Morning Show,
mm-hmm.
our Shop Hair Radio,
mm-hmm.
our e-commerce, and most folks don't know we also have a call center as well. We have a call center that I'll bring up in just a moment.
and share that with you. Please remind me to do that, guys, okay? They're very important. So now I have to say, so you are the junior one in this vending relationship. So, Shelia, tell everybody, what has it meant to connect, even, you know, just here with Regina and connect with Regina, and, you know, on a professional level, to learn about her business acumen, her business skills?
Well, to me, I'm really excited about it because I'm getting in at the ground level. And I have someone who is behind me 100%, and I really trust her judgment and on the decisions she makes regarding business. So I know she tells me, you know, Shelia, we're getting at the ground level. Kerry Hines is really out there. He's, you know, he's been.
Did you say that, Richard?
Oh, she bigged you up.
Yeah.
And she was right. And I'm glad to have the honor to meet you personally. You know, so I'm excited. I've been putting it out there. There's so many people that I've been talking to because I, too, used to be a hairstylist years ago.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm putting it out there to so many people. Come on out if you can. Do what you can do. There's a lot that's going to be going on.
Excellent.
So be a part of this.
Thank you. I'm back at you, by the way. Back at you. Both of you.
I'm going to be sending, you gave us some flyers, I'm going to be sending some flyers out to black shows all across the country and radio stations, black radio stations.
And we have more flyers today, so if you need more,
I
can give you some
more.
Okay, awesome. So we'll do that. So we'll be on Flyer Patrol, Mr. Terrence, today. Make sure everybody has more flyers if they wish. I want to just say thank you. We're going to connect with you at Hair Nation Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, My Life Design.
Yes. It's MILYFE Designs.
It gets no better than that.
Thank you,
ladies. Thank you so much. Thank you both, okay? All right. Well, uh-oh. It is the new man of the hour. Come on up, Brother Ray. Oh, yeah. Come on up, Brother Ray. Come on up. All right, and you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. I want to get this out. This is our newsletter. This is so exciting. It's so exciting to talk with everybody about and to kind of focus on this and feature some of this wonderful information for everybody's sake. I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Trish. Wow. Well, I want to take a moment to welcome a gentleman who actually kind of, I think, fucked up from the location where I get these things done, okay, and also all of our amazing things. And I'm going to shout out to Mr. Hafiz because I never, ever really shout him out publicly too much. But I'm going to take a moment to do so because this man has supported me over, I don't even know how many decades. I really don't. And I always refer back to Siobhan when I say decade because you know. Okay, so Mr. Hafiz does our printing and all of that kind of stuff. But the part that really gets to me is that when I first lived in Bed-Stuy before I moved across to Borough Park, Mr. Hafiz gave me a computer. And, you know, like I said, I've told several folks of this story, but I didn't even have a computer to do the work I was trying to do with Hair Radio and all this. And he literally gave me a computer and didn't charge me a dime. Yeah, he did. And he's fixed my papers and stuff. Now, granted, he may not finish exactly on the nose in time sometimes, but the fees, you know, it's kind of nice where he gives you a break as a business of color. And so his shop is on Atlantic and Nostrand, and it's called, what is it? Combs Printing Shop. Okay. Yes. Yeah, he spells it
C-O-M-M-E-S.
Yes, exactly. So check them out. Okay, with that in mind, we're going to take a moment to bring to the mic a gentleman, again, who is just starting a career out there. And you're doing a lot more, I don't just call it networking, and as Siobhan was asking for some clarification on this, tell us a little bit more, again, the name of the business, and what is your end goal? You've described a few things, but what's your end goal in business? You've got to have one, or you'll never get where you think you're going to try to go. So what's your end goal? And again, let's remind everybody, give everybody your name and where you're from, and then let's talk about your business.
Yes, my name is Rashawn Love, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. And he's very soft-spoken right now. Rashawn Love. If your name is Love, you really special. Okay? You can't have a better name than Love, can you? All right. So, Ray Love. Don't you get a whole lot of teasing?
I do.
Okay.
I do, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Okay. Well, you can't be worse than Hines. My name is Hines, right? H-I-N-E-S. And I always tell everybody that story because my sister, my mother named her Shirley, but the nurse, instead of naming her Maurice, she named her Beatrice. So my sister's name is Shirley B. Hines. So she was teased all through school. No, she really was teased all through school as Miss B. Hines. Okay, not a nice name. So I'm glad my mother named me Carrie. Okay. I was like, oh, thank you. You know, I could have been Bernard Hines, and then I would have been Mr. B. Hines, you know, come up. So I'm grateful for that. So I can relate, in other words, all of that, I can relate. So now let's talk about the business again. What exactly, what's the end game? You're not going to get out of that question, and then I want to go back and talk a little bit more about your business.
So the name of the business is Unbound Story, Inc. Well, actually, the whole umbrella of the business is called Indie Creators. Ideally, we are a business that focuses on young millennials, mostly of color or a minority. Basically, coming up in the industry, we are basically creating a circle. We have three companies that are underneath us right now. We have Unbound Story, Inc., which is the brand I focus on, which takes in storytellers of different medias from film, audio, just comics or writing, and then we also have Arts Avenue, which is another company we're working with. They're a gallery that's in Chelsea, located on 29th between 10th and 11th. They host,
in New York City.
Yes. They host shows for independent artists and stuff to get them out there inside of their own apartment that they change overnight. And I also have another friend that does photography. His name is Nero in Essence. He just started this year, and ideally, he's taking it slow, but we're using these mediums and stuff to help promote ourselves and also other young black males or just people of minority to promote themselves and ideally try to motivate them to go further and not believe where their situation or their neighborhoods is where they have to end up, or they could just do more for themselves inside those neighborhoods.
I like that. Maybe that is the end game, and that's okay. So I want to thank you, and also anybody you want to shout out today with what you're doing?
Yes, well, I would like to shout out basically Arts Avenue. My friend Emmanuel is actually hosting an art event this Saturday.
Tell us about the event.
Oh, the event is a paint ballot event, which will be a live performance between two artists that will actually have 20 minutes to actually do a demonstration of a full painting, and the audience will pick. We'll have live music also. And we'll also have a gallery show going on the top floor as well. So
now, where is it being held, or how can they find out more information about it? Now, remember, you're talking to everybody in the world, literally. So be, you know, always give out whatever you can give out, but know it's public.
Okay, so anyone that would like to know any more about the event can reach us at 529artsavenue.com. All the information will be there, and anyone who's also still looking to enter can also apply. It was only $25. To submit any artwork, but the event is completely free.
It doesn't get any better than that. And also, they can find you one other place, at hairradio.com. Ray is already a member of the hairradio.com site, so you guys can connect with him anytime on the purple site. I call it the purple site. You guys know hairradio.com. Okay, very nice. Awesome job. My God. Okay, I'm very proud of you. And we're going to help you and continue to be mentors for you, okay? So thank you. Keep us informed. All right. Well, there's only one person left. Mr. Dillon, come on. Come on down. Okay, but we can just say hello and your support of this lady. We're only going to talk about that. Oh, you don't get out of it here at Hair Radio. This is the one time I get a chance to put Mr. Dillon on the hot seat. You were going to get. Javon should have warned you. Well, first of all, again, and I really mean this, because this man is in support of his wife, who has been a dear friend of mine, a dear friend. Anytime, and
Let me tell you something.
This is nice and happy, smiley Carrie. But she's had to listen to cranky, complaining, and grumpy Carrie. And quite often, too. And I just can't imagine that you've been sitting there and I go in. I'm very, you know, somebody said, I'm. Don't get me wrong, I think I'm a nice person. But I love what one of the ladies, what did she say? You are brutally honest. I was like, no, I'm not. I never think of myself as brutally honest, never. But I guess that's what it seems like. Well, what do you think, Terrence?
Oh, man.
Really?
Well, you don't sugarcoat nothing, I can say that.
I thought I was sugarcoating pretty well.
Oh, okay. It's in the best interest, you know.
Oh, Gary, is that right?
No, that's what he said.
Okay.
But I do know you have interest in speaking the truth, which is good.
Really?
Every good leader does.
No, I really did not. I thought I was doing, you know, trying to be diplomatic and sweet and all of that. It didn't come out that way. It comes out that way, right? Well, yes, I feel that you have to, when it comes to things, and I don't ask anything of anybody that I don't usually know how to do myself, or I treat myself 10 times worse than anything that I'm ever asking of anybody else. And that's why I always tell you, run for the hills when you see me give up. Until then, you cling to me like you are hanging with one hand on a bridge. When you see me give up, I will say, you know what, it's been nice knowing you, but I'm making a dash. But until you see that day, you hang on. I don't care what problems and things we have. Okay? Because, Regina, you came at a very difficult time. I talked a little bit about it before. And you could have given up. And you're not alone. There have been people who have helped me along the way, and I've had to stumble. And the reason I've had to stumble is because I didn't get support from people in our own community. I would have no stumbles because I know how to do everything I have under the sun. But you can't get the support to buy the materials to get the things to do what we're trying to do to help each other.
But I saw your vision. I believed in it, and I still believe in it, and that's why I support you.
Thank you. Well, now I believe in you, too, so it's awesome, and all of you, and each of you. And speaking of which, I want to turn back to this man, Mr. Dillon, and the reason is, and the reason that I come to you, and I know he is very quiet, okay? He's very quiet. I've only seen him at a distance, and I said, is there a real husband, Mr. Dillon? I know I hear him in the background. I did see a shadow of him in the car once. And I said, but he always stays supportive, and I know that she tells me what they're working on, and it's awesome. And I'm so proud, okay, because I know we're not going to talk about your businesses. You're trying to do some things, but you'll come back and talk about it one day. But what I do want to talk about, one question to you. What has it been like to be married to this lady? Because you know a whole different Siobhan. So what has it been like to be? Because she is pushy and bossy and mean. No, she's not. She's a lovely lady. I'm teasing. She's lovely, everybody. I really mean that. She's sweet. Yes.
Well, actually, I think it's a great experience. Because since I met her, I was never been that focused, especially in business-wise. And I think she helped me a lot.
Okay. So you were like most men, like most guys, we're not necessarily, I wasn't in, like, you know, I was creative, but I wasn't so much business focused early on. So I totally can relate. So what was it that made you say, oh, you know what, I kind of like this. She's really onto something.
Well, let me see.
So two questions.
Where can I start? Well, I can really say, I was always into the music, but at the same time, I never start from anywhere. But when I met her, it looked like a whole lot of things changed. I said, I wish I would have met her in the 90s, so I would be much farther in life. Right now, like I said to her before, right now, my main goal is to make sure she has a shop. Like I said, at first, I didn't really want to spend too much money on the shop because I was trying to be not spending too much. But at the same time, when I start, I see how the shop going. I say, maybe I should change this. I should change that. At the end of it, I say, you know what, let me change everything to make it.
Well, I want to say you have had a hugely positive impact on her, and I can tell you from personal experience, okay, she has been just awesome, and I thank you. I love hearing all her happy talk and all her stuff. I say, okay, Sharon, thank you. Okay, and she always raves about your cooking. So I said, well, one day we're going to have a cook-off here, okay, but I want to thank you, okay, in every which way. You're just terrific. Thank you for being a great source. And the next time you come back, I'm going to hear about your awesome work that you're doing, okay?
Yeah,
all right, thank you so much. Okay, so I let you off the hot seat this time, okay? Good job. All right, thank you. What can I say? Now, I have to bring up Miss Trish. Yes, it's time. She thought she was going to get out of it. Miss Trish, come on up. Because this is the pinnacle, and then from here we're taking some pictures. So come on up, Ms. Trish. I am so happy to bring to our stage and our studio. You got it? Okay. I'm happy to bring to our studio space right here while we're doing the show. This is the lady whom I used to just work with at Hair Radio. Well, actually, before Hair Radio. We did a whole bunch before we were at Hair Radio. And you know, and I talked about this at the last Think Tank, and you guys will remember that. Because when it came to having the Jazz Festival, when we were promoting Hair Nation Expo in Queens, and for us to be invited to a jazz session, and I could not get a hold of Siobhan and everybody else at Hair Radio, and I said, Trish, what can we do? Trish came with me. We got on that stage and lit it up. There are pictures online of that. There are pictures there. I got to find them. Well, somebody just put it on my Facebook, so I'll find it. You know, I don't want to throw you guys all into my Facebook. But it's been fantastic. And so, Trish, I've never asked you, what has it been like, again, publicly on the radio show, connecting with Hair Radio and doing all these crazy things? Because this is this lady, like I said, I've known her for over a decade. And this is somebody who is, you've just changed so much. So you have in a beautiful way. So what can you say about all this?
It's definitely taken me out of my normal element and comfort zone. I am naturally an introvert. So, you know, it's definitely given me, you know, a reason to be more extroverted, bring, you know, more to the table and being able to expand my business and talk about relevant topics and just really bring me to a place where I'm like, all right, I'm working for something more now. I'm, you know, trying to achieve something, build an empire, and along with Carrie, that is entirely possible. So
exactly.
I am very excited about future endeavors with Hair Radio, and it's going to be amazing.
Yes. Now, tell us about Luna Pearl, because I know you're in the New York area, but you go everywhere. You do not know how hard it is. I schedule these meetings around Trisha's schedule because she's so busy. Trish, tell everybody, you know, about how, what, you know, is photography important to events? And what is, you know, tell folks why they need photography.
Photography basically captures moments in life, in life in general, ranging from events, you know, your kids. It's just a wide range of what, you know, you need a photographer for. And when it comes to events and documenting, it shows, you know, the growth of Hair Radio and Hair Nation Expo over the course of time, you know, just basically showing everybody, this is where we started, this is where we're going, this is where we are now, and it's important to document those things.
That's right.
It is very important, and to show progression, and to, you know, just basically have that visible content for people to see, like, oh, wow, you know, this is what they're doing over there. That's great.
That's right. And you can, of course, catch up with Trish. Now, I think on the Hair Radio social network, you are Trisha, I believe.
Yes.
T-R-I-C-I-A on the Hair Radio social network. So when you go to hairradio.com, you can friend Trisha.
I will be
T-R-I-C-I-A.
Okay.
You put her name up in the search box, and then it'll pop up, okay? Now, I do want to shift gears just once with you. I want to talk a little bit about the radio show And I know you came on to talk about the year of the woman. But look what a year for women has been. My gosh. So what do you have to say? I mean, you were ahead of this. We talked about this 2 years ago before there was a year of the woman. Okay. We created year of the woman. Let me just say that. So what has it meant to you? Because everything that we create seems to go where it's supposed to go. So what do you say?
Well, the year of the woman, I mean, with everything that's going on in society now, where things are being brought to light as far as abuses against women and all things of that nature, it's so important to keep up with, you know, recent times and to, you know what's going on in current news. And with the climate, with the way things are, I mean, it looks like it's doing a, you know, slow shift towards better things, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely.
And it starts with a conversation, and that's why I'm here, to have the conversation.
Okay. Now, Trish Show is a part in our Hair Radio Wheel. It's on Thursdays at 8:30 in the morning, and you find it by going to Hair Radio, our Hair Radio Morning Show. So when you dial 917-889-9947, you'll be connected to the live show. That number only works during the live show. So if we're not live, you're not connecting to it. It's only when we're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. If I didn't broadcast that day, you ain't connected. If it's a repeat, you ain't connected. However, a repeat you can get to online. That's the only way you can hear a repeat broadcast is online. Okay? So that I'm going to be clear about that. Trish Show is, again, Thursdays at 8:30, from 8:30 to 9. Trish Talk Radio. We call it TTR. And I'm always excited about that, too. So I'm going to thank you, Trish, and you and your photography and all of that. So you just keep it up, okay?
Thank you.
You're doing an awesome job. Why don't you do that? Big everybody. We don't have a drum roll.
So, thank you.
Oh, that was good. Good job.
So, in effort to, you know, remain uniform and to kind of across the board branding, I decided to take on my company name, which is Luna Pearl, basically rebrand myself as that, and along with it, the show. So going forward, it will be called On the Line with Luna.
Oh, is that not beautiful? On the Line with Luna.
Trish Talk is gone. On the Line with Luna?
Correct.
Oh. All right. And we will no longer call her Trish. We're going to call her Luna Pearl. So meet Miss Luna Pearl. Yes. Yes.